I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1285. We still want Barabbas. It takes the Spirit of God to see the world through kingdom eyes. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And they are the Spirit's fruit for a reason. We don't produce it very well by ourselves. We're much better at the works of the flesh, as Paul calls it. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these, he writes. When push comes to shove, we still want Barabbas. This podcast is about the two greatest commandments ever given in the history of the universe. The commandment that Jesus said is to love God with all we've got and to love others the same way. Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus lived his life of love through our lives? When Jesus was brought to Pilate and he couldn't find anything in Jesus worth killing him over, he tried to set him free. But the people demanded he free a man named Barabbas instead. Here's the way the Bible reads. Now, it was his custom that at feast, the Pilate would release one prisoner from custody, whomever the people most desired. There was one rebel from those imprisoned for insurrection against the Roman occupation. He had committed murder during an uprising. His name was Barabbas. A crowd had gathered in front of Pilate's judgment seat to request that Pilate follow his usual custom. Pilate turned to them, "Why don't I release to you the King of the Jews?" He knew that the chief priests had delivered Jesus because they were threatened by him, not because Jesus was a criminal. But priests had moved among the crowd and persuaded them to call for Barabbas instead. "Then, what do you want me to do with the King of the Jews?" Pilate said. "Crucify him! Crucify him!" the crowd said. "Why?" said Pilate. "What has he done to deserve such a sentence?" The crowd said all the louder, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Wow! What's going on here? The Voice Bible adds this commentary. Barabbas is an active and militant Jewish leader. In one sense, the choice that the crowd is offered is to either have Jesus or Barabbas. It can be seen as a choice between two types of revolutions. Do they want a revolution of power? A revolution that is easily visible? A revolution that will conquer their enemies in a way that they can understand? Or do they want a revolution of healing? A revolution of love? A revolution that will bring the kingdom of God to earth in a mystical, transcendental kind of way? It's no wonder they make the choice they do. Who wants a gentle revolution in a time of war? Well, the choice is still ours every day, podcast family. We can choose the slow, quiet, coming kingdom of Jesus or the give it to me now, whatever it takes, way of the world. I'm sorry to say, we still want Barabbas. Here's the great question. What is the Barabbas quick fix change you're looking for instead of the slow work of the Spirit over time? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the midst of our hurried lives and the chaos of the world, we come before you humbly today. We admit that your ways are higher than our ways, and your timing is perfect, even when it seems really slow to us. Help us, Lord, to wait on the slow work of your hands in our lives and in the world. Give us patience to trust your divine plan, knowing that you are orchestrating everything for our good and your glory. Teach us to let go of our demands for immediate change and to instead surrender to your wisdom and sovereignty. Help us to find peace in the stillness of waiting, knowing that you are at work even when we can't see it. Grant us the strength to endure the trials and the challenges that come our way, knowing there are opportunities for growth and refinement. May we learn to find joy in the journey, knowing that you're with us every step of the way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1286, and in the meantime, I'm not sure what I would have shouted that day in front of Pilate's Hall. I'd like to think that I wouldn't have been sucked up with the emotion of the crowd, that I wouldn't have cried, "Crucify him, crucify him," but I'm afraid I might have. May we all be aware of the deep down urge to still want Barabbas.
Thank you.